AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Alabama say two people have been arrested, charged with murder in connection with the shooting that killed four people at a Sweet 16 birthday party.
Even though these are 16 and 17-year-olds, we will be charging them as adults.
Mike Segrest is the local DA. The shooting broke out at a birthday party in Dadeville, Alabama, for Alexis Dowdell at a dance studio. Witnesses have said multiple people began shooting sometime after Dowdell's mother paused the celebration to ask people with guns to leave. A legal delay for the airman accused of leaking military secrets. The AP's Mike Hempen has the story.
A judge has delayed the hearing for 21-year-old Jack Teixeira to give the defense more time to prepare. Teixeira was charged last week with unauthorized retention and transmission of classified national defense information. He was supposed to appear in Boston federal court on Wednesday. The defense asked the judge to delay the hearing for about 2 weeks. A new date has not been set. Teixeira is accused of sharing highly classified military documents about Russia's war in Ukraine and other top national security issues in a chat room on Discord, a social media platform that started as a hangout for gamers. I'm Mike Hempen.
The county commissioner in Oklahoma, accused of discussing killing reporters and lynching black people, has resigned from office. In Syria, the military and its paramilitary rival have each denounced they'll abide by a 24-hour ceasefire starting tonight. It's an expansion of what critics call the Don't Say Gay law. The Florida Board of Education approved a ban on classroom instruction about sexual orientation and gender identity in all grades. Tyree Nichols' family is suing the city of Memphis. He was beaten by five black police officers and died 3 days later. The five officers were members of a crime suppression unit called Scorpion. This is AP News. Along the West Coast, marijuana producers are facing what many call the failed economics of legal pot. Isaac Foster with the Portland cannabis market says the problem is
oversupply, I would say, is the key word.
A marijuana regulator is warning of an existential crisis. Former cultivator Eric Hallstrom says it's all about the money.
Everybody's just trying to manage their losses, and the most successful companies tend to be the ones that were able to raise the most capital and survive the longest downturn.
With all this pot, surplus remains officially trapped within each state's border due to the federal ban on marijuana. Dracari Donaldson with California Street Cannabis says going by the books is taking some people out.
If you're in the industry, you understand that the illicit market is booming. There's more money to be made there. And, you know, ultimately, those are our biggest competitors right now.
Experts do not expect the federal government to allow interstate commerce of marijuana. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.